Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At one of the most famous restaurants in the world, there's a table in the corner where the most incredible conversations on the planet are happening every week, with owner Ruthie Rogers and amazing guests like Martha Stewart.
But I did have an affair with one of his best friends.
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want a zip line over your dad while he gets attacked by alligators?
And Paul McCartney.
John and I hitchhiked to Paris.
We've saved you a seat. Ruthie's Table 4. Listen to Ruthie's Table 4 on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sugar and spice, it's naughty.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means our dear friend Delana Dixon, Miss D, joins us. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am. How was your weekend, Mr. Shooter?
Absolutely fantastic. And I'm seeing you later on tonight for a drinky poo so we can catch up and keep on gossiping. But let's jump into the show. We've got so much to get to today. What time is it, my friends? It is.
It's tea time.
Big news at the top of the show. So Amber Heard has testified about the infamous poop allegation. Yes, you heard that right. So Amber and Johnny are back in court after a week-long hiatus in their defamation trial. Amber testified about her violent relationship with Johnny, claiming that most of their fights ended up with her being assaulted. However, there is one thing that we're all talking about, which is human poop in the marital bed. So this story has been out there a while. It started to get headlines in 2016. And the rumor, the story was that Amber pooped in the marital bed on Johnny's side. So this story has been out there. Now they're getting into it in the court. And Amber is really angry about this, claiming that it was one of her young dogs that pooped in the bed. It was not her, and it was not a prank played by a friend. She said the following, quote, "She, the doggy, had eaten Johnny's weed when she was a puppy and had bowel control issues for her entire life. There were more issues too. We regularly had to take her to the vet." She said that while she was preparing, packing her bags to go away, she didn't commit a prank or anything like that, but rather the dog pooped in the bed. She said, "I don't think it's funny, and I don't know what grown woman would think that is funny." And she said she was not in a pranking mood because her life was falling apart. She went on to say that it's disgusting to even say that she did that. We should point out to you that Johnny has denied any allegations of abuse. Miss D, this story about the poop has been out there for some time. You've heard this story. Finally, she gets to talk about it.
Yes, and I think this is what she's been waiting for. As we know, she was not happy about the way she's been portrayed in the media since this whole case started. She hired a new crisis PR management team because she wanted to have her say. Let me just put it out there. If a woman says that she is a victim of domestic abuse, we have to give her the benefit of the doubt. This case, however, though, does make you kind of giggle a bit because, seriously, someone pooping in a bed is just something that you have to scratch your head. I think SNL handled it very well in their cold open this weekend. But again, we know she's been waiting to have her say, and she's explaining what she says went down. And this case is all about what she says versus what he says. But again, when it comes to domestic violence, we have to believe somebody when they say it. And the facts of the case will lead to where they lead.
This story is going to haunt Amber for the rest of her life too. Like pooping in someone's bed, whether or not it was a trick or something you did on accident, it's not a good look. Let's be clear about this. It's not a good look for anybody. And so I think she really wanted to clear the air here. But as we all know in the world of gossip and stories, whoever deals the blow first, even if it's not true, that lie, that rumor can go all the way around the world before the truth can catch up. So I'm not even sure if talking about this is going to help, but that is going to be our poll question of the day. Amber Heard is finally testifying about the infamous poop allegation. Who do you believe? Do you believe Amber or do you believe Johnny? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D, what are you working on?
Well, as we all know, Selena Gomez hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend, and she made a little fun of her complicated dating life. So she said, "One of the reasons I'm really excited to host SNL is because I'm single. And I've heard SNL is a great place to find romance. And since I don't want to really try the dating apps, I just want to put in the universe that I'm manifesting love." But then she added, "At this point, I'll take anyone." And a bunch of SNL stars, but very much were happy to take on that role if she would give them the chance. Now, she also mentioned the many hookups that have come out of SNL. There's Emma Stone with her SNL producer husband, Dave McCary, and of course, Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson. And then Selena got a little comical and she said, of course, Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly, because they, you know, they have a bromance going on. But we're smart. We were all watching at home and we know you mean Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, who met when Kim hosted the show for the first time back in October. So, hey, Selena, I hope at the after party you met somebody cute and fabulous and you're in love now.
I know. Those boys, those ladies, everybody on SNL are really funny. I think sense of humor is so sexy. I understand it. I understand why they fall in love. I've worked with clients who have hosted SNL and it's such a wild experience. You turn up on the Monday or the Tuesday and then on the Saturday you do a show. It's like learning a play, a musical in a week, except there's no script when you start the rehearsals. You have to create a brand new work every week. It's really intense. It's really long hours. And it's interesting because the star, the celebrity, the host, all that power disappears very quickly and you just become part of an ensemble. It's really lovely to see it happens. The most successful people are the ones that turn up without their publicists or their managers or their egos and just jump into it. It's a lot of work, but I think after the week, I understand in that situation why it's easy to fall in love. Do you?
Absolutely.
Love, love, love. Hey, good luck, Selena. Moving along, Kate McKinnon is bringing Ellen to tears. So Kate gave a really sweet send-off to Ellen. The show is ending, and the way that she sent her off is she read out loud a letter that she imagined a 13-year-old Kate would have sent to Ellen. It started with the following. Dear Mrs. DeGeneres, very sweet, she said, my name is Kate. I'm from Long Island. It's come to my attention that I am as gay as hell. Nobody else is gay around me for 200,000 miles. So it's nice to know that you exist. I bet if I ever met you, I would act weird, so I hope I never do. The audience burst out laughing. She said, thank you so much for being so funny and an inspiration and making me feel a little less alone. I know at the moment we're all still angry with Ellen for probably a good reason, but you've got to remember here, Ellen changed the game. Not just for women, but for people that are LGBTQ. She really was a pioneer, and it makes total sense to me why somebody like Kate McKinnon from SNL would look up to Ellen. What about you?
Absolutely. Again, like you said, the show is coming to a close, so I think people just want to send her with a sweet send-off. You know, it's all the things that happened behind the scenes, it's over now because it's over. And I have to think back to people that I wrote to when I was 13 years old. I think I wrote to Rob Lowe's brother, Chad Lowe. I think I sent him a letter saying, I would love for you to do more articles in those teen magazines. And then I felt like more articles about him were in the teen magazine, so I think he got my letter and listened to me.
100% mistake, 100%. Hey, what's going on with Nick Jonas? A lovely update about his little baby daughter.
Yes. So Nick and Priyanka were able to bring their newborn home from the hospital. And basically, he was on the Today Show and he said, life is beautiful. She's a gift and we're so blessed that she's back. Now, this is Malty Marie. That's the name of the little baby. Was welcomed via surrogate back in January. And she spent 3 months. 3 months in the hospital before coming home. The couple had revealed that in an Instagram post. Wow. Now, while Nick was on the Today Show, he said that with the arrival of his new baby, he and two of his older brothers are now girl dads. So, now we know when you're the father of a little girl. Guys, just don't even bother. Don't even get in line. She's not dating before 30.
Do you think we could have a Jonas sister group with all these daughters at some point? That would be cute.
Ooh, that would be a lot of fun. That would be, I think now that it's out in the universe, that you put it out there, Mr. Shooter, is going to happen.
There you go. Hey, quickly before we go to break, Scott Disick is making it very clear that the kids he shares with Kourtney Kardashian were not at her wedding. So yesterday, we talked about Kourtney getting married to Travis Barker. They got married in Santa Barbara at the courthouse. Now her ex Scott Disick. She never married Scott, but they were together for so long, a lot of people think they were, but they were not ever technically married, but they were a couple. He has surprisingly been very active on social media, and basically he wants everybody to know that the three children he shares with Courtney were not at the wedding. He posted a picture of all three of them in the garden having fun. One's on a water slide in a pool. They're hanging out. It's really important for him, for some reason, Mysteria, to make it very clear that the kids were not at this wedding. I wonder why it bothers him so much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say if people were wondering, oh, what's going on in the courthouse? He just wanted to say, look, the kids weren't there. And it's a courthouse wedding, so we're not going all out. I'm sure that Courtney and Travis, when they have more time and more thought process, they'll probably do some kind of big celebration. And of course, the kids will be there.
I think so.
But he didn't have to put it out. He could have just kept it quiet. But Scott Disick, he's going to say what he's going to say.
Scott Disick. Also, two insiders are telling me he's not that happy about this. He thought he could win Courtney back. He really did. And I think now it is over. There's nothing that lets you know it's over than your ex getting married. It is over. It's not coming back. My insiders tell me too, Scott's really complicated because it's not just somebody he loves. And he does love Courtney in his own way. Maybe not the way she wanted to be loved. And that's probably the problem. But he also really loved this whole lifestyle of the Kardashians. It made him a star. It made him very well. Healthy. I've seen him out. He likes being famous. It's going to disappear a little bit or diminish. He'll always be famous. He'll always be Scott Disick. That reality show was so big, they'll be famous for the rest of their lives. However, without Courtney, it does start to get reduced. No mistake. We've seen this happen all the time. People, reality stars, think it's never going to end. And maybe end is too dramatic, but it does get diminished.
Absolutely. And I think it's probably a little frustrating for him that they have three children together, but he was never the one that was able to actually say, I do with her. Whether he wanted a wedding or not, the fact that he wasn't the first person married to her, it's got to be just a little bit of a kind of a weird twinge feeling for him.
And like you said,
yeah, that Kardashian lifestyle. I mean, they do have a show on Hulu and it would be nice to get some of that Hulu money.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? Have you ever bought into a relationship where it becomes more than just a relationship, it becomes a job? This became a whole job for them all. I know people around them who have literally paid their rent on the last decade of being associated with the Kardashians. They are that powerful. We've seen this happen with housewives too, Miss D. These ladies get on the show and then their friends get on and their relatives get on and they never ever think it's going to end. And it does. And I think Scott has figured out, you know, without Courtney, and maybe it was arrogant of him not to realize this, but without Courtney, it's not the same. He is famous, not putting that down. He's worked hard at becoming famous, not putting that down. But the anchor, the glue to his success was that Kardashian connection. Without that, it's like NeNe Leakes at the moment. She's off Housewives. She's having a huge fight with them. I think she's suing them. Sure, without the anchor. The anchor there is the reality show, the Housewives. Without the Housewives, it's not the same.
True, but who knows? Maybe he's auditioning to show, well, you know, I could be dealing with the kids and interfering with your relationship with Travis, that makes for good television. So
maybe
you never know where his mindset is.
Like if I was a TV company, I do like the kids, I get it. But I was like, can you get Courtney on? Or really, if they want to get Kim on, I'd be like, can you get Kim? So if I'm like a network, if I'm WE TV and I want to sign up Scott Disick, I'd be like, or VH1, we know VH1, we weren't there. They might take a Scott Disick with the kids, but they definitely would say, can you get Courtney on an episode? And the answer to that is probably,
of course,
no. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. To the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our fabulous friend, Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yesterday, we talked about Kourtney Kardashian's marriage to Travis Barker. We asked, do you think Kim is next? Is Kim running down the aisle next? Let's have a look. 90% said no. There is no rush for Kim. You're pretty confident there. I think she could marry Pete. What do you think, Miss D?
I don't think so. Look, she just came out of a marriage. She has her freedom. I think right now she just wants to. And there's a significant age difference between the two. So I think right now she just wants to have fun. Even if it's monogamous and they're committed to each other, there's no reason to put a ring on it right now.
Listen to Miss D.
She's enjoying this single life.
Miss D. Kim, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our noises
nicest
of the day.
Aww. Well, our nicest of the day is Camila Cabello because she is joining The Voice. Yes. Upcoming 22nd season is coming to NBC. Now, the sad news of this is that she's going to be taking the chair of Kelly Clarkson, who has been on the show for 8 seasons. She actually won 4 of them. So obviously, Camila is going to be sitting next to Blake Shelton and his wife, Gwen Stefani, who was last seen as a coach on season 19. And all of Camila's new co-stars from The Voice welcomed her to the show on TikTok. So, Camila, we can't wait to see what you do. Maybe you'll have that runner's luck, that first time runner's luck, you know, whatever, your first time and you win.
I'm still into The Voice. I'm still into it. I like Camila Cabello. I think this is a really good choice there. And I do like them switching up the hosts. I don't ever want them to get rid of all 4 hosts at the same time, but mixing one or two in an ad. I love that Gwen's coming back. I do love seeing her flirt with Blake. And now that they're a married couple, I mean, I can't exactly say they're an old married couple. It's not been that long, although maybe for Hollywood it is. I think it'll be a really interesting dynamic and noisiest of the day. Now let's do our naughtiest today. Naughty, 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 naughty. There's a report out that Harry and Meghan told the Queen that they did not want to stand at the balcony during, that they did not want to stand on the balcony at the Jubilee. So the Trooping of the Colour, it's the annual celebration of the Sovereign's official birthday. It takes place every year, not just the years of the Jubilee. There's normally about 1,000 parading soldiers, hundreds of horses, lots of musicians, and it's typically a time when the family gathers on the balcony at Buckingham Palace. They watch the parade, but they're also standing there for us to watch them. Now the news is broke that the Queen is going to shake things up a bit this year, and it's only going to be the working royals on the balcony, which means no Harry and Meghan. They won't be in the balcony in those VIP spots. Now, a friend of Meghan's is telling The Sun that the Sussexes were not cut out of the balcony group, but rather they had decided that they didn't want to be part of it. They approached their grandmother, his grandmother, and said it probably is better not to include us. This feels like I didn't dump you, you dumped me, you dumped me, I didn't dump you. Mm-hmm. It's just so silly. What do you think?
Well, we know there's a lot of changes happening with the royal family. We already know that Kate and William want to do things differently. And just like you said, Meghan and Harry aren't working members of the royal family. So it would be kind of silly for them to stand in there. Maybe they have other plans while they're in town. But I think that everything that we expect that's considered traditional for the royal family should just get thrown out the window, or we should expect it to be thrown out the window. And people are going to make up new rules. Hey, the Queen is almost 100 years old. If she wants to make changes, she can do whatever she darn well pleases.
Whatever you want. I do think, though, if Meghan, you are still friends with Obi, who's talking on your behalf, I don't think this is a good look. We did the story a couple of days ago that you wouldn't be on the balcony. Now to pick the scab off that and say you decided not to be on it, I don't know. Be careful. I know it is tricky. The press can be tricky too. But sometimes I think Meghan and Harry don't make life any easier for themselves. That's all I'm going to say. Our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rum.
Mine.
So you don't have to wait until New Year's Eve to start over. You don't have to wait for the summer to get that beach body you always wanted to have. In fact, you don't have to wait until tomorrow to go after your dreams. Do it every single day. Stop waiting for stuff to be perfect, because it never will be. Stop waiting for the exact right moment. You'll never find it. If you want to do something, do it now.
Ah, yes. Now is the operative word there. We have so many things and ideas and goals and dreams, and we keep saying tomorrow. I hear myself saying that over simple things. Oh, I'll do the laundry tomorrow. I'll fix that shirt tomorrow. I'll send out that card tomorrow. Why? Do it now.
Get started now.
And if it seems overwhelming, just do a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. And before you know it, you will have done all of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, If you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.